The Naknek Electric Association was recently awarded the fourth largest grant in the nation from the latest round of federal stimulus, energy stimulus funds, to push the development of a geothermal power plant in Bristol Bay. From member station KDLG, Adam Kane reports.
Thursday, Department of Energy Secretary Stephen Chu announced that $338 million would be made available to support 123 geothermal projects in 39 states. Naknek Electric Association was awarded more than $12.3 million for further testing of the geothermal reservoir currently in the drilling phase on the east side of Bristol Bay. The current plan for NEA is to construct a 25-megawatt geothermal plant to supply electricity to numerous Bristol Bay communities. Donna Vukic is the general manager for NEA. She says that she is encouraged by the federal showing of support for the project.
We're encouraged that we might be able to finish what we started and expand on it to be able to serve and lower the energy costs in the Bristol Bay region. I think that we have a very viable region, and by doing this and by having the federal support of that is really showing that they see a reason for it in our area.
Vukic says that drilling and other work is still underway at the well site.
We have been receiving favorable results of our drilling and are very encouraged by it.
It is not known for certain if there is a usable geothermal source at the drilling site or not. However, Vukic says that there have been some good signs so far.
We have been drilling through multiple hydrothermal alteration areas, along with having an increased thermal gradient. So all the indicators are still there and very favorable.
She estimates that they have already completed roughly two-thirds of the approximately 12,000-foot well. And on top of the $12.3 million NEA recently received from the DOE, they are also receiving $2.5 million that Senator Murkowski included in the U.S. Senate Energy and Water bills, as well as $2.8 million that Senator Stevens had previously earmarked for the project. Some of the money will be used for work on the first well, although the majority of funds will be used for a second well. Vukic says that the drilling rigs have been winterized and that they have a sufficient amount of materials on hand to work on the second well throughout the winter. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.